And now we're joined by WAMC's political commentator, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I have to say that these are very troubling times. We, of course, are watching what's going on in Florida. But what is interesting is how all of a sudden, in a great flashpoint, people can be mobilized. That's what's happened with the students in Florida. As they got out, they defied their school districts. They said, no, no, it's not worth dying for, and we have got to put a stop to this. And this is a memorial to the 17 who were slaughtered. And they get out, and in a remarkable face-to-face on CNN with Marco Rubio, it was brutal for Rubio. And I watched it with real dismay. And they, of course, they had this woman who was the spokesman for the NRA and obviously by extension the gun industry. There is a refusal on the part of so many people to put up with the usual garbage that these folks are putting out. This is disgusting because what we are seeing are a bunch of people who will maximize profit over what is good. We know that in some states like Connecticut, there has been a diminution of gun violence since the Connecticut legislatures after Sandy Hook passed what they needed to pass. And even though you can bring guns across state lines, it is interesting that the shooting rate has gone down precipitously. New York State, of course, has the SAFE Act, which was done after Sandy Hook. And Governor Cuomo did it, and he's been punished by signs all over upstate saying repeal the SAFE Act. Nevertheless, I have to say that what we are seeing is a national movement where students are taking the lead, and that is so encouraging, I can't even tell you.
Do you think that this is going to have, specifically maybe this moment on television with Marco Rubio in the town hall, is going to have a ripple effect in states and more states having the conversation now, not just Florida?
Without question. We have to see whether students are going to take the hint and say, okay, they're doing it in Florida with great results. We should do it here in New York, or we should do it here in Connecticut, or we should do it in Ohio. I have a feeling this is going to really catch fire now. And I hope so, because, you know, we see things like the Million Mother March, and then everybody goes home. These kids aren't going home. And I think it's a magnificent thing to see in terms of the evolution of American democracy.
A group of students from South Florida also did get their FaceTime with President Trump. What do you think of that?
Well, it depends. We know that Trump will say one thing to one group and say another thing to another. He says he is for some very marginal things that could happen. But I don't believe him. I don't believe him any more now than I did when DACA came up and he said he was for that and then was the guy who threw the monkey wrench right into the middle of that. So he was there. He made the right sounds there, or some of the right sounds. But he's not going to give up on his Second Amendment base in order to do what is right in this case. So I don't have as much hope as a lot of other people do. You still would have to make changes in the United States Congress, and those people take the money. It's that simple. One of the most encouraging things I've seen are newspapers listing who got what from the NRA, and it is frightening.
WAMC's Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you in the morning like this.